Three St. Petersburg City Council races have more than two candidates. That requires them to compete in a primary election on September 1st. Candidates for District 5, which includes Pinellas Point, and District 6, which includes Southeast St. Petersburg, faced off today at the Suncoast Tiger Bay Club in downtown. 14 months ago, Carl Nurse was appointed to fill the vacant District 6 seat on City Council. He was asked today why he would seek election to a district that has historically been represented by African Americans.
I was not looking to be on City Council when that seat opened up. When that seat opened up, I had lots of people ask me to do the job, and I thought the 20 years that I'd spent in the community trying to help neighborhoods would be helpful for the district because we had lots of neighborhoods that needed help. And so that's why I put myself forward, and it's very simple. I think I can make a difference, and that's what I wake up every day trying to do, trying to make a difference in our community.
One of Nurse's opponents, USF student Derek Frone, did not attend the meeting. The third candidate in District 6, Vel Thompson, touted her city experience managing the neighborhood services team and organizing volunteers to paint homes.
We worked with work release inmates that would come and they would volunteer their time to offer these services. With those particular work release inmates, we were also able to give them on-the-job training because I do believe that people deserve a chance in life, no matter what mistakes that we make. I'm sure there's not one person in this room that hasn't made at least one or two mistakes in their lives, some of which you probably wish you would never think about or come up again.
Mayoral candidate Jamie Bennett currently represents the city's southernmost district, District 5. All three candidates for his seat mentioned that crime prevention should be a priority of the next city council. Joe Smith is a former police officer and football coach.
I worked as a community police officer, and I am better for it because I have people in the community that know how to resolve their issues also. I have worked as a police officer in every zone in this city, from Snell Isle to Jordan Paul to Tyrone Gardens. Everyone wants to feel safe in their community. And I, too, want you to feel safe in your community.
Smith says he opposes new taxes and wants the Tampa Bay Rays to honor their contract to play at Tropicana Field until 2027. Another District 5 candidate, Angela Roussan, is the wife of State Representative Daryl Roussan. She says the city can't afford to abandon any revenue streams.
We must lead with a fearless courage and govern with compassion as we help the most and the least with balance and measured sensitivity. Aggressively explore additional revenue streams, efficient government, new development in the district, a focus on affordable housing, ensure a safe and secure community environment.
The third District 5 candidate is Steve Cornell. Cornell, who is gay, says that if elected to city council, he wants to be known for diversifying St. Pete's economy and for promoting reading. Cornell also promised curbside recycling and enhanced public transit.
We're going to build a new baseball stadium, but if we have a public transportation system that goes from Tampa to Orlando up to Jacksonville and down to Miami, there's somebody left out of that. Our baseball stadium is going to need that public transportation to stop right there. And every city that has a team, New York, Chicago, has that. We need to make sure, we need to be very vocal about public transportation because otherwise it will happen and St. Petersburg will not be happy with what happens, the way that it happens.